In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Counting down the 100 days until the Chiefs' title defense begins at Arrowhead.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick in Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep spinning kick.
Every day at 3:15 on The Drive.
Until the first game of the National Football League season. What will you do then, Rob? Will you do tell the Super Bowl? Do you still Super Bowl or no? You're not going to do that.
I think this feature just goes away once we hit kickoff.
It just goes away?
I think it just goes away. I think it was a fun summer bit that got us through.
How come we don't say Cornell Powell days away to kickoff?
I don't think because Cornell Powell might not make the roster.
Well, I don't think he is. But it was yesterday's Mahomes days till kickoff. And I guess tomorrow we can do Chris Olatokun or Nozzie Johnson Day till kickoff.
Nozzie Johnson probably contributes to this team, so I think it's going to be Nozzie Johnson days.
And then over the weekend, it's Jared Wiley Day one day and Carson Wentz Day the next before Monday's Isaiah Pacheco days away from the regular season. Well, we saw a trade today, Rob. We saw the Eagles require receiver Jahan Dotson. And he's okay. I mean, it's just the middle of the year. He's not been as good as his first-round pick status, but rare you see an interdivision trade like this, like Philadelphia and Washington making a trade, but they did. The Commanders traded a 2022 first-round they traded their first-round pick, Jahan Dotson, and they traded a 2025 fifth-round pick to the Eagles. So not only send Dotson, they sent that fifth-round pick as well in exchange for a third-round pick and 2 7-round picks in 2025. To be honest with you, this is a pretty damn equal trade, to be honest with you. I don't think anybody fleeced the other person here. And some would say, well, what about could the Chiefs have gotten Jahan Dotson? Well, they didn't need Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson, kind of similar size and weight to what they already have. He's not produced at the level that we thought he would. But it also shows me how much they trust their wide receiver room at this point. Because they don't want to bring anybody in. We sat here yesterday trying to figure out who's going to be the final receiver on the roster, or two receivers. Is Skyy Moore going to make it? Kadarius Toney, we don't think he's going to make it, or at least I don't. I think Rob doesn't either. Is it Skyy Moore, Justin Ross, Nico Remigio? I mean, what's going to happen with the Chiefs? But you bring in somebody like Jahan Dotson, and boom, you got confusion as well. Then there's Cornell Powell, had that big touchdown. Who's been? Do you realize Cornell Powell's been lingering around here since COVID when they drafted him? Either on the practice squad or whatever, he's been part of the Kansas City Chiefs. He just continually plays for the Kansas City Chiefs practice squad. But you know what? He's picking up rings. So why not? But we'll find out tonight how they're going to fill that out. But no Jahan Dotson to the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think teams want to make the Chiefs any better. And not saying Jahan Dotson wouldn't. He's 5'11". He's a 180. Last year, 49 catches, 518 yards. Only a 10-yard average. The year before his rookie year, he actually had more yardage in 14.9 yards per reception. But to be honest with you, this is just another guy. This is Richie James-esque production, which, by the way, he can't even find himself on a roster this year. Do you know that? Richie James? We had high hope for Richie James last year because he had a great year with the Giants before he got to the Chiefs. But it never really materialized with him here in Kansas City. But that was kind of the big news of the day with the trade deadline deal with, well, not trade deadline deal. trade, interdivision trade. As the Bears and Chiefs go tonight, the Colts and the Bengals go tonight. Friday, you got a slew of games. Saturday, you got games. Sunday, you've got games as well, which, again, if I'm the Titans, Saints, the Cardinals, Broncos, Patriots, Commanders, don't want to play on Sunday. I'd rather get it out of the way now so you can make your decisions on what your final roster is going to look like and make final decisions on who's going to make your team at that point.
Are you surprised the Commanders did this in division? Like, this,
I'm shocked, actually.
This on paper looks like the Brett Veach special. Jahan Dotson was not a first-round pick, I don't believe. But he was. He was a first-round pick. Okay, so he was a first-round
I'm pretty sure he was.
He was an early-round pick. We know that. He was a guy that clearly has not worked out in Washington. Like, they are not happy with him. They've had a coaching change. They don't view Jahan Dotson as part of their future anymore.
He was a 16th overall pick.
Their first-round pick. This is the Brett Veach special. Usually, Brett Veach finds failed first-round picks, trades penny on the dollar, brings them in, sees if they can get the most out of him. It's not – Veach does it, and we call it the Veach special, but it's not unique to Veach. A lot of GMs do this across the NFL. We can find failed first-round picks kicking around on a lot of people's roster right now. But if you're going to, you know, jettison a guy off your roster, are you surprised you're giving him the second chance in Philadelphia? Like, I know Philadelphia wasn't good last year, but Philadelphia is a year removed from the Super Bowl and new OC, new everything. Like, I'm a little shocked that – not they gave up on Dotson. That is whatever to me. I'm surprised they gave up on Dotson and made it Philly's problem and gave a pick to Philly, too, to be part of the deal.
I'm a little bit surprised they just didn't keep him because that quarterback, Jaden Daniels, a rookie quarterback, going to be there this year. I actually like the Commanders this year. I love their draft. Of course, they changed head coaches. Ben Sennett's there from Kansas State, and he's having a great training camp. So I actually like what they're doing, but I'm shocked he's going to Philadelphia. Like, that does surprise me. Why? Did you see the latest rumors of Brandon Ayuk? I actually saw the Commander's name floated out there to grab him. There's just no way in hell. I give him full credit if they ended up with Ayuk added today, you know, by trading him away. And again, they're down a receiver. There's just no way. Brandon Ayuk is, in my opinion, it's not worked out with San Francisco. I thought it was, you know, I thought Pittsburgh originally. Then I was like, no, he's going to stay in Frisco because he's showing up to practice. But it's not happening, man.
Why are you surprised? The Commanders, it's obvious based on social media that Brandon Ayuk has a very high regard for Jaden Daniels. Like, he just raves about him on social media. I don't think the Niners view the Commanders as a threat, and you could get over on some picks, but...
And they need help. Curtis Samuel's gone. He's in Buffalo now.
I don't think it's the most... I mean, we know that from Albert Breer's reporting, the Patriots are out on Brandon Ayuk. They're done with that, you know, dog and pony show of will he get traded, won't he get traded, where's he going to get traded to? Like, the Commanders seem to make a lot of sense, and Jahan Dotson's now gone. They've opened up the spot. They got a pick back for it. They got a couple picks.
Curtis Samuel's gone. Terry McLaurin's there. Around. That'd be nice.
They don't really have weaponry. Like, you know, right now, who's the second-best pass catcher in Washington? You've seen Jaden Daniels in the preseason. He looks good. That division is kind of up for the taking. I know Dallas is the prohibitive favorite this year, but no one knows what Dallas' future holds because
Luke McCaffrey, by the way, they're saying he could, that rookie from Rice. They're saying Christian's brother. They said he could actually be number two.
Yeah, so there's clearly a void and a need at a second pass catcher in Washington. I could see them making a run at a guy like Ayuk.
I mean, Nick Allegretti, remember from the Chiefs? Went there. He's their starting left guard at this point. Zach Ertz is playing with Washington now. Ben Sennett, as I mentioned, from Kansas State, he's there as well. But I like to make up. I like Jaden Daniels a lot. He might be my favorite. He was my favorite quarterback, I think, in this draft this year. Just love the way the guy dominates, the way the guy plays. Look out for this team. And would Ayuk? I would not be shocked. I guess Rob. I guess I'm just surprised how the whole thing's gone down. Or it looked like he's going to be traded. Then all of a sudden he's going to stay in Frisco. San Francisco is a team, in my opinion, a lot of people give them their run. They do have the least amount of rest this year in the NFL. But the best tackle on their team is 36-year-old Trent Williams. He's been holding out. Christian McCaffrey's been dealing with a calf during training camp. Said he's good to go in the first game. But again, when does that break down? Deebo Samuel's losing a step. You know, George Kittle's not getting any younger. And here's the thing. Their window is still open, but it's getting ready to close. Because what's going to happen is they got to pay their quarterback, Brock Purdy. So they're going to have to – they've been able to get by not paying their quarterback because right now they're paying him seventh-round pick money. But when they pay their quarterback, you can't keep all those nice things. You just can't do it. You can't afford to pay all your superstars, which they can now because you're not paying your quarterback, which is really a hell of an advantage in the NFL, being able to win with the seventh-round quarterback. That's what they're doing. But if Brandon Ayuk leaves – and then all of a sudden, you know, McCaffrey's been dealing with injuries. You got a holdout with Williams. Man, I don't know, man. I think Frisco might be that team people were counting on a little bit too heavily.
I have been saying it to Carrington for about a month now. I don't like what's happening in San Francisco. It's noisy. It's loud. Everyone's getting a little older. I don't really trust, like, a lot of the things around them. There is good reason to be concerned with what's happening out in the Bay Area. If they do end up moving Brandon Ayuk, I don't know, Debo Samuel's a true number one. I know Christian McCaffrey is telling people he'll play deep into his 30s, but running backs don't play that high level that long. Our late great friend Trez Paley used to always say, running backs only have so many hits on their body, and eventually it just ends. Like, Derrick Henry looked like he slowed down a little bit last year. Christian McCaffrey might be slowing down eventually. It's a matter of when, not if, because that's just how these things tend to go. Man, I feel like San Francisco is starting to show cracks in the foundation, and everyone just is on them to be back in the NFC title game, made the Super Bowl, I believe. They have the same betting odds as the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl right now, plus 600, depending on where you get your bets. Like, this... There are cracks in the foundation out in the Bay Area, and I'm not sold on that team. And like I said yesterday, we're going to do our pick segment early next month, with Sean Barber. And I don't know I'm going to have San Francisco as the one seed in the NFC. They've got less rest,
which is huge.
There's a lot of things to not like about them. And I, like you said, Bush Light Boy is about to get paid, and it's going to change everything.
Yeah, I mean, and right now, Debo Samuel, by the way, turns 29 this year during the season. Their window is starting to close. I think losing D'Amico Ryans really hurt this team because that defense was better than it was last year when he was there, and obviously you understand why he was that good. But they've got less rest, and remember last year the Chiefs didn't have the rest. Remember that Warren Sharp had never seen six straight weeks where a team had less rest than their opponent like the Chiefs did last year? Well, that's Frisco this year. And then when you're dealing with your left tackle holding out a training camp who happens to be 36 years old too,
recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your best wide receiver wants to leave and doesn't want to be there. Your running back's been, you know, not practicing during the preseason. Who knows where that's going to be? You got to win now. As soon as Brock Purdy gets that money, and that's probably what they're thinking deep down, right? We got to pay Ayuk, Trent Williams, we got to pay these guys, but we're eventually going to have to pay Brock Purdy. Because guess what? Quarterback salaries are ridiculous. Who cares where he's drafted at this point? It doesn't matter. It's like when you get a job and you do the job well, it doesn't matter what your resume, or your references say, or anything else. You've already got the job and you're already making the company money. You're keeping it. Well, Frisco's window. That's why it's so remarkable what the Chiefs have been able to do. It's like Tampa. Did they back up their Super Bowl? No. Did the Rams back up winning the Super Bowl? No. Did the Bengals back up going to the Super Bowl? No. Do the Chiefs back up what they do? Yeah, six straight years of backing it up, which is impressive because, well, their head coach is used to this because 44% of the time he goes to the title game. 100% of the time the quarterback has gone to the AFC title game.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.